Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power Up Call. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning. Middle of another big week here in the Moab community, and grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Great to spend some time with you 4 days a week, and I do appreciate that opportunity. And I want to take today's opportunity to share something important, because obviously you're here listening because you're here to take your business and your life to that next altitude. And regardless of what endeavor you're after in life, if it's an endeavor of significance, whether it be in business or leadership, it could even be in sports, could even be in your relationships, anything that's worthwhile, anything that's significant, anything that's important, you have to know that the rules are different for the high performers than they are for everyone else. Now, sometimes this is, we shake our heads and say, yeah, absolutely, I get it. You know, put our hands up in the air and say, amen, hallelujah. And then other times it almost feels unfair. It feels like there are more demands, right? The stakes are higher. Yeah, the rewards might be sweeter, but the demands are heavier. But here's the interesting part. It's not about what you get, it's what you become from the journey. That's what's special. And high performers know this. People who are here to really play the game to win, to make a significant difference, not just in their own lives, but in the lives of other people, they understand, hey, listen, there's a heavy responsibility that comes along with great success. If you're here to just kind of dabble, tip your toes in the water, this message may not be for you. But if you're here to build something significant, something exciting, something remarkable, if you're here to leave a legacy, if you're here to really make a difference, then I want you to listen closely, because I'm going to talk to you today about 5 rules for the high performers in the room. Now, what's interesting about this is I remember hearing an interview with a gentleman by the name of Doug Baldwin. Doug is one of my favorite athletes. He's a wide receiver for the Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks, and he's got a tremendous philosophy in life. He graduated from Stanford, a hard-working, very intelligent guy. He's been a dude that literally came in with not a lot of expectations. He wasn't one of these highly ranked players coming out of the draft. He wasn't one of these touted people that were immediately thrown millions of dollars and said, oh, you're going to be the greatest. No. In fact, he was overlooked, in some cases disrespected, and he had to work his way up through the ranks in order to become one of the top wide receivers in the NFL. And whether you follow football or care anything about it is irrelevant. What I want you to listen to is these 5 rules, because I remember as I listened to this interview thinking, man, Doug's got it going on, and I'm going to kind of give you my take on it, all right? But I want to at least give the hat tip and the acknowledgement of where the spark and the inspiration came from for this particular episode of the Moab Daily Power-Up Call. The first rule of high performers is you have to love the struggle. You have to love the struggle. You see, everybody else can get away with complaining and whining when things get hard. Everybody else can seek comfort. They can seek ease. They can seek the easy way out, the smooth road, so to speak. But if you intend to build something of significance, not only do you have to take part in the struggle, you have to embrace it. You have to love it. Because nothing worth achieving comes easy. Nothing worth really, truly having comes easy. We look at all kinds of evidence. We look at the pretty pictures, and we see the fancy cars and the shiny watches and the beautiful jewelry. We see the big flashy houses. We see the idea of, you know, people flying on a private jet, and we think, man, that's exactly what I want. But you have to realize that that stuff comes with a massive price. And I'm not just talking about the price tag. I'm not just talking about the exchange of money. I'm talking about the sacrifice of time. I'm talking about the commitment. I'm talking about the overall attainment of being a better person, a better quality person. You see, I don't believe in the law of attraction. I think it's a joke. And I know a lot of people out there, that shocks them and it knocks the wind right out of them, and they think, wow, that's an offensive thing to say, JT. And they try to force me into it. They try to make me believe it, but I'm going to tell you right now, here's a little secret. The law of attraction does not work if you're not attractive. Think about it. Would you put a piece of bait out for a fish that was ugly and disgusting? Unless that fish is attracted to ugly and disgusting things, it's probably not going to come at you, right? If you were an ugly or a disgusting person, do you think you would attract your ideal mate? Would you be attracted to an ugly or a disgusting person? I'm not talking about physical ugliness. I'm talking about that ugliness of nature, ugliness of character. The answer is, of course, no, you wouldn't be. So you got to think, if your dream, the thing you really want in life, is something beautiful, don't you have to become equally beautiful? Don't you have to become equally valuable? Don't you have to work on yourself from the inside out in order to become attractive to that thing you want? It's not about staring at pretty pictures and hoping things come to life and quote-unquote manifesting it. It's about showing up, doing the work, and becoming the kind of person that lives the lifestyle that you want to live. And that comes through that struggle. Every single person is trying to sell you easy. They're trying to sell you quick. They're trying to sell you overnight. They're trying to sell you automated. And I'm here to tell you right now, you can buy that if you want. You can buy it if you choose. But the easy path very rarely leads you to excellence. The easy path very rarely leads you to mastery. The easy path very rarely leads you to the place you really want to be. Just remember that rule number one for high performers is you have to embrace and you have to love the struggle. That struggle is what builds the muscle. It's what builds the character. It's what builds the tenacity, the thick skin. It builds the competence and the ability to take on more and bigger and more challenging tasks. And that's the mark of a true high performer. Next, we have to embrace failure. But there's one caveat to this. It's not just about embracing failure for failure's sake. We don't want to glamorize it or become a martyr either. You see this quite a bit. You see people who love to talk about their failures. They love to throw their kind of dirty laundry out there. And that's not what we're talking about here either. What we're not talking about is being a martyr, purposely failing. We're not talking about somebody who wants to expose every single small fallacy they have or any small, flaw in their character or flaw in their process. It's not about just failing for the sense of failing. It's about taking calculated risks. It's about putting your best foot forward, giving your best effort every single time with the intention of winning, not with the intention of losing, not with the intention of failing, but realizing that failure is just like Wednesday, just like today. It's inevitable. You can't skip over Wednesday to get to Thursday and therefore Friday. You can't stop at Tuesday and hope that it doesn't come. Wednesday is coming. There's no way around it. It shows up every 7 days on the calendar. And failure may not be as regular, may not be something that shows up with the same regularity as Wednesday. You can't always count on it. You can't always plan on when it's going to come around. And it may not come around for a very long time. You may go through a very long streak of joy and success and victory, and that's great. But inevitably, the path to greatness, the road to something significant and exciting, does have those potholes of what we call failure. But that word failure is a little bit interesting, because if you've listened to me long enough, you know that there's only really two ways to fail in life. One is to quit. If you give up on your dream, even if you feel like, man, I've got nothing left in the tank, I don't have anything left to go, I've given all I can, I've waited as long as possible, I'm bled dry, I've got nothing left, it's time to throw in the towel. You might just be 2 or 3 feet away from the finish line and not even know it. It's hard to tell because those last 2 or 3 feet, man, they can feel like an eternity. They can feel like a mile. And so it's very difficult to know when it's time to throw in the towel. That's why I say if you're prone to quitting, it's one of the only ways to fail. The other way to fail is to never get started in the first place. So much potential, so much possibility, so many opportunities lost, gone, faded away, simply because people didn't have the courage to get up off the couch and get into motion. And the challenging part is that we've all seen it. We've seen examples of it in other people, and sadly, we've also seen it examples in ourselves. The challenge is, how do we overcome these two ways of failing? Number one is to never quit, to stick in, to believe, to have faith. Number two is to take that action, to have the courage, the belief in ourselves, the belief in the people around us, the belief in our mission, the belief in our dreams, and follow through on it until. We have to be willing to embrace failure. It doesn't mean we run at it. It doesn't mean we purposely tie our shoes together so we can fall flat on our face for the sake of being foolhardy or somebody else's slapstick comedy target, right? It's not about that. It's not about being foolish. It's about taking calculated risks. It's about realizing that failure is part of the process, especially when you're doing something significant, especially when you're doing something worthwhile. A third rule for high performers is to ignore the hype, because I got to tell you, all the hype, it's all BS, it's all overrated. We've heard that term, all that glitters is not gold, and boy, I got to tell you, that's very true. There are some really remarkable marketers out there. They may not be great entrepreneurs, they may be awful, terrible leaders, but they do have a great way of presenting a message in a package that makes it so tantalizing we think to ourselves, man, wouldn't that be great? But the word of caution, and one that all high performers heed, is to ignore the hype. Yeah, it might look amazing. You might say to yourself, wow, that sounds too good to be true. Doesn't mean that it's not true. By the way, ignoring the hype doesn't mean being cynical. It means thinking critically. And there's a big damn difference between being a critical thinker and being a cynic. Cynics are cowards. Cynics are the kind of people that constantly look for the flaws, constantly look for something that could go wrong and should go wrong. They have a pessimistic outlook on life. They're the person that sits in the back of the room and boos and hisses and asks ridiculous questions and then sneaks out the back before they can pay the consequence of their actions. A cynic is somebody who never wants to see the bright side. A cynic is somebody who's constantly trying to shoot holes in the ideas and the dreams of the doers, the people that are out there making it happen. The visionaries. But being a critical thinker, on the other hand, is essential for high performers. You have to be a critical thinker. You have to ask those deep questions. When people are telling you how great it is, how easy it is, they start showing you how all the possibilities have been made possible by other people just like you, you have to ask yourself, okay, great, and then what did they do? What was their follow-up? How consistent have they been? Are they a one-hit wonder, or are they somebody who has taken this and run with it? You have to ask deeper critical questions. You have to ask yourself, is that possible? Is that so? If so, how? How so? And what happens if it doesn't work out? It's okay to ask those questions. It's okay to step back and say, you know, something about this doesn't feel right. Now, if it feels right, then it probably is right. Sometimes we have to trust ourselves. Sometimes we have to get out of our little brains and just say yes and trust and allow ourselves to follow through. But that's different than ignoring the hype. And you know the difference between hype and a hunch. A hunch, that gut feeling, that instinct that tells you, do this. Go. Follow that one. Believe in that one, but don't believe the hype. The hype is that sugar-coated, you know, high fructose corn syrup crap that we eat and feel instantly high and then come crashing down with a bellyache when we realize it was all smoke and mirrors. And you know the difference. You have to trust yourself and your instincts to know the difference, because you do. Don't believe the hype. The fourth rule for high achievers is that humility is more valuable than ego. Man, this is tough. When I talk about humility, I'm talking about authentic humility, because you can see manufactured humility too. You see these people who have tremendous egos and they come out and they try to play humble, and you know the difference. You can clearly see through the BS. Authentic humility, on the other hand, is pretty remarkable. Earlier I had mentioned Doug Baldwin, the wide receiver for the Seattle Seahawks. He has a great quote, and I want you to think about this when we talk about authentic humility. This quote is, "Be humble enough to respect the mountain, but confident enough to climb it." Be humble enough to respect the mountain, but confident enough to climb it. Same in business. Be humble enough to know that it's going to be a tough climb. Be humble enough to know that it's going to be challenging at times. There are going to be times of self-doubt. There are going to be times of disappointment. There are going to be times where you think to yourself, man, this is ridiculous. But then have the confidence in yourself to power through all of that. Have the confidence to say, yes, it's difficult. Yes, it's a steep climb. Yes, it's challenging. Yes, I have doubts. And I'm going to reach out to those people that I know have my back. I'm going to continue to believe in myself because I had this dream burning inside me at one point when I was listening to my heart and to my soul. And now that those doubts have crept in, they've started to cloud that belief. But I will continue to persist. I will continue to push. You have to do this for yourself. You have to realize that while that mountain is tall, while it is mighty, and while we will respect it, we will also believe in ourselves. Because it's not just about having respect for the challenge. It's not just about having respect for the pursuit. It's also about having respect for ourselves. And the best way to succeed, the best way to elevate your performance, is to have that authentic humility. To realize ego, anybody can have an ego, but it takes a strong person to be humble. It takes a strong person to believe. Be humble enough to respect the mountain, but confident enough to climb it. Great words from Doug Baldwin. And finally, rule number 5 for high performers is go deep, not wide. Now, what do I mean by this? I see a lot of entrepreneurs, especially newer entrepreneurs, make one big critical mistake, one of the biggest mistakes they make, and that is this. They try to become well-versed in many, many things. They'll go from webinar to webinar to training to training. They'll take scads and scads of notes, man. They got notebooks and journals full of notes. They've done a lot of learning, but they haven't really sunk in yet. They haven't really taken that knowledge and put it into action. Here's my challenge to you, is figure out one thing that you can excel at, one thing you can pour yourself into. I remember early in my career, the one thing, the marketing area that I thought was really exciting was video. And this is long before there were video cameras and, you know, easy to use stuff and high def and 4K and all this stuff that they got now. Now it's easy. Anybody can just turn on their phone and start talking, and they can even go live and broadcast across the entire world instantly. There has never been a better time to be a video marketer. But that's not really what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is instead of trying to be great at Facebook and trying to be great at Instagram and then trying to be great at email marketing and then try to be a great copywriter and then, oh, maybe over here I'll try some video. Instead of dabbling, start drilling deep. Become great at something. But in order to become great, you had to first be good. And in order to be good, you have to be okay. And in order to be okay, you have to start off at mediocre or novice. And be okay with that. Be totally comfortable with that. Again, go back to what I talked about where humility is way more valuable than ego. It's okay to be new. It's okay to not have a clue. It's okay to be somebody who's starting to learn, you know, starting out and learning. But instead of trying to go wide, go deep. Get very specific on one thing you know you can specialize in and pour your heart and soul into it. I promise you this. If you apply these 5 rules of high performers where 1 is love the struggle, 2 is embrace failure, 3 is ignore the hype. 4 is realizing that humility is more valuable than ego. And 5, go deep instead of wide. If you apply these 5 rules, not only will your performance grow, but so will your results and so will your enjoyment of the journey. Because that's what it is. It's a journey. It's a process. And when you love the journey, you love the process, it doesn't matter what the journey throws at you. You'll be committed to it, you'll apply your best stuff to it, and in the end, you'll get more than the results you want. You'll get something far greater than that. You'll get the realization that you were built for this, uniquely built for this, and this is why you're here. This is your mission. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moeb Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to wrapping it up tomorrow, and remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.